Are you tired of making decisions that don't reflect who you are or where you want to be? Life is busy and worry, stress, trying to keep up with the shoulds and need tos, and the constant pressure to please others just pulls you away from being you and doing you. Well, welcome to Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein, a coming home to yourself. As a psychotherapist, professional psychic, spiritual teacher, influential speaker, and adventurer, we'll have fun and practical conversations around how to know and listen to the soul part of yourself. During this live call-in show, Laura will engage the real you with card pulls, share guidance from the universe, and help you let go of the past so you can make choices that reflect your greater purpose to be who you were created to be. Grab your favorite cup of joe, come sit down with Laura, and let's start the journey. Coffee with the Universe starts now. Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. I am the co-host here with the most amazing, and you just heard about her, Laura Goldstein. Today, I get to do this fabulous show with Laura. Until branching out, Laura's going to be like doing her own. But for the moment, this is about transforming the world. This is about bringing a message to the world, which has to do with, what are you saying to me? Like, are you talking to me? Are you, universe? Like, are you talking to me? Today, oh boy, am I getting a dose of this week with my black eye and everything right up here. Take out the trash. Take out the trash. Get ready. Get the coffee ready. Here we go. Lord, really? Take out the trash, right? I mean, I'm ready to do, what is that song that's like a 50s jive song about taking out the trash? But it is the time, isn't it?
It is, but I have no idea what song you're talking about.
Okay, so what? I'm like older than you, like, right? Yeah, it is. Benny, you know that song. Oh my God, it's so old. Benny will bring it. He'll find it. But there is an energy I want to ask you about to kick this off. And there's an energy that has called you forward. There's an energy that's calling us forward. I'm on more calls these days about people that are calling about ideas they have and bodies of work that we actually don't do. So I have to send them to other people. But there's an energy. And in almost every story, there's a story about this is what I was carrying. And I'm just going to generalize. This is what I was carrying. Hence, it brings us to take out the trash. So something must have came up from you to come up with this particular episode.
It did. Well, yeah, my personal work in the world, as well as my professional work, is always about that quest for inner peace. I mean, who wants to feel all stressed and anxious all the time? And there was a period in my life where I was making some tough life decisions, and I was experiencing such extreme anxiety. And I would tell myself, oh, you know, all the garbage on the inside, I can feel the garbage on the inside. And I would say that to myself because I knew what I was experiencing at the time was just making me feel like crap on the inside. So my whole Coffee with the Universe routine and the whole premise of this show started from, what can I do to quell that garbage that's ruminating on the inside so that I can find a sense of peace and calm, so that I can find a little bit of sanity, and I'm not like exhausted and overwhelmed and you know, afraid of, you know, these choices and these big decisions. So that's kind of how the whole taking out the trash thing got started.
You know, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine, someone that built an entire new program and got to a point in her life, as many of us have gotten to, you know, where the perfect storm of things comes together and all of that sludge we're carrying with us, trash, I called it crust. When I was stuck on a couch and I couldn't get off, just a load sitting there, right? Stuck on the couch, no reason to be stuck. It wasn't because of the moment. there was so much carrying forward in the frame of mind that wasn't going to help me. Isn't this part of looking at the idea of shifting some of this so that we can take a look at our past and look at it through a different lens? And I guess my question is, what kind of toll does that take on us when we don't do that? I mean, I'm sure you listen to people all day long, probably. You know, I mean, I could be sitting right across from you and listen, talking to you all day long. But how important is it now in the energy we're facing?
It's very important. And I actually like that word crust, because sometimes we feel like these issues that we're holding on to like paralyzes us. And when you think of crusty, you think of like, I'm hardened, I can't move forward. So I do like that word. I might steal it.
Hey, crust busting is a phenomenon. It was I don't know, you know this, right? We were not the Dr. Pat show for like 3 years. We were crust busting your way to an awesome life. It's it is really a thing. It is like, use it. Because I sat on the couch one day and I said, oh my God, I feel so crusted over. And out of that came, there's nothing really wrong with me, but I just need to get this stuff off me. That's so that's kind of a different kind of a trash, but you need a bulldozer for a crust.
Yeah. Well, and there's a consequence to this. I mean, if you think about being in that place of, you know, constant worry and beating yourself up over past mistakes or failures or things that you experienced that were emotional and painful, when you think about carrying that with you all the time, it's exhausting. It's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It's like carrying that extra 20 pounds. You know, you don't realize what a burden it is until you take that off and you're like, oh my gosh. But at some point it gets to be such a burden because your inner trash can is totally full that you can't move forward. And there is this paralyzing effect. And I don't know about you, but you know, this life is way too short to be holding on to this stuff.
I think that, you know, for me, what you just said is, for me, it is the aha moment of the day. It is the reminder that I know many people listening to this just need to be reminded that we can release and let go. I mean, even things like the way I used to talk about my mom's suicide and the way I talk about it today is very different. It doesn't mean I'm discounting the event of my life. I just don't talk about it in the same way. When you hear me talk about my homeless moments, I don't talk about the gloom and doom. I talk about how I learned to beg for hot dogs. But is that part of the transformation of this? Is that part of when you take out the trash, right? This inner trash especially. How do we come to terms with realizing the grief, the loss, the guilt, the shame, the past mistakes? All of those form resentment and anger that carry forward.
They do. And there is a process of maybe shifting the mindset a little bit around, you know, this happened, but here is how I grew from it, or here is what I gained. I mean, imagine if we were put here on earth as little, you know, divine beings, and we never experienced like anything past what's like in our house. You know, everything was safe, everything was, you know, perfect. There would be an element of stunted growth there. You know, we grow from our mistakes. And when you can look at yourself and your experience and say, you know what, I have negative feelings about this, but you know what? I don't want to have those negative feelings. You know, I'm not going to forget. We never forget. This isn't about, oh, taking out the trash and forgetting, you know, things that happened. It's about recognizing that this happened. Okay. What do I get from it? How do I grow? What can I do better now? How am I smarter? How am I more capable? I mean, you had a history. You talk about being hopeless. I mean, homeless, and probably hopeless too, homeless and hopeless.
yeah.
there is an element of resiliency, an element of street smarts that you gain from that. There is stuff that you gained from that experience that helped shape who you were today. So if you can let go of that, oh, you know, I have shame about that, and say, you know what, this happened to me. Wow, I got through it and look where I am today. It completely transforms that energy. Now it's not trash. Now it's more like empowerment.
You know, and this is why this is really important to talk about this, because I love the whole idea of referring to these things as trash. Because you know, it implies a couple of things. It implies that, you know, if we use trash in the way we use it in our everyday life, right? You know, we look at what happens when we keep the trash in the house too long. All of a sudden, it becomes from this benign kind of thing to now this thing, and you walk around, you're like, whoa, something smells here. Oopsie. What? What? You didn't take out the trash. I mean, isn't it sort of that same metaphorical energy where when we hold on to that, we get a sense that something inside us is like turning into something fermented?
Absolutely. And it's interesting, when your physical body kicks in and you start experience body tension, and anxiety is one of them. And I mentioned anxiety, I talk about it a lot because it's a huge problem. I mean, anxiety is on the rise with people. But when your body is now speaking to you that way, it's like, hey, pay attention, you have some inner stuff going on that just ain't right. So what do we need to get rid of? What do we need to get rid of? What do we need to transform? It's a sign.
You know, what is your experience? Because I want to talk about this when we come back from break. We're here, and I don't know how to explain it, and I hope you will when we come back. There's a sense I get that it's time, and I can't put it into other words. Because, of course, you're the intuitive and you're the counselor and you know what I mean, right? But it has words to it that I want to talk to you about when we come back. It's almost as if it's time to stop self-punishing, but you can't forget. So I don't forget, like, the homeless. I don't forget that. I don't forget being arrested for something I didn't do. That was scary. I had to go to a lot of therapy for that, just saying. I don't forget being at, like, Stonewall. I don't forget all of those things. But they may not have been the perfect experiences. How do we not forget but shift the energy? How do we do that? How do we stop ourselves, and I've been here, going down the rabbit hole of irrational thinking? We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Laura Goldstein's in the house. Pick up your coffee. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, do we benefit from holding on to the past trash? We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. Let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Coffee with the Universe. Laura Goldstein's here. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to share this space with her. This is about come home to yourself. Today, what is up for us? Well, there is an energy. And, you know, we were talking earlier about what does this inner trash look like? What does it mean to take out the trash? But before we jump in to, wow, like, are we benefiting from holding on to our past garbage? Yeah. This story is about that. How do people find out about you? Tell folks how they can work with you, all of the above, if you don't mind.
So many places. Now, if you go to lauragoldstein.com, I have links to about me, services, programs. I even have a little Coffee with the Universe course that I just developed, which I am excited about helping people wake up in the morning and do some of this inner work and start their day feeling grounded and calm and collected versus like, and with anxiety and stuff. So go to lauragoldstein.com. You can find everything that you need to know there.
Awesome. And this is also, you know, we're talking about something today that you work with people, and this is part of what you do to help folks. And we were talking during the break, and it kind of leads me to ask you about this idea of this self-punishment we do, you know, this idea of, is there a benefit to me from holding on to my past trash? And when I think about that, at the time I thought there was. What are you seeing in that? Is there really like, yeah, if you hold on to it, it's going to be all good?
Well, I know it sounds back words, but we do benefit from holding on to stuff. It's not a helpful result, but we do benefit in some way. So, for example, we often don't want to forget our experiences. Like if we got into a relationship and it was like the wrong kind of person and we got burned, it's like, oh my God, I never want to do that again. Therefore, don't ever forget this happened so you don't make the same mistakes. But the reality is we're not stupid. When we're small, we're taught, don't put your hand on the stove that's hot because it hurts, right? So yeah. You're told this, you put your hand on the stove, you're like, ow, that hurt. But that only needed to happen once for you to say, oh, hand on hot stove equals bad. Don't do that again. We don't have to remind ourselves every day, oh my God, don't forget not to put your hand on the hot stove. But we do that with our past experiences. Oh my God, don't forget to never date guys who talk too much about how their mother does their laundry, because it's going to, then I'm going to become the mother. You know, we don't have to do that, but we hold on to this stuff as a way to maybe punish ourselves, like in cases where we made a mistake or we hurt somebody and we haven't forgiven ourselves. You know, maybe even the other person has forgiven us, but we haven't forgiven ourselves. So we, you know, self-punish. Oh, you know, I can't forgive myself. I'm going to hold on to it. But also, again, to not repeat negative circumstances that we're trying to avoid again. So it does help to take a look at, you know, how am I benefiting from holding on to this? I mean, this happened 20 years ago. Why am I still holding on to it? Am I getting safety from this? Do I think it's like keeping me safe in some way? Mm-hmm. What am I getting from this that isn't really rational and isn't helping me move forward and find happiness again?
And I think really let's talk about that, because let me ask you this question. I think for me in my life, I've had an illusion that this past garbage, this past trash, it was a great story, right? It maybe got me in some doors. It maybe got me my 15 seconds of pity party with people I meet. It may have gotten me something like that at some point in time in my life. But then, and I don't know how unusual this is, but it's like I woke up around 1989-90, like 90. Let's just say 90, right? It's like an alien took over me, and all of a sudden, the garbage in my life that I was carrying, or at least that set of it, it was like, oh my goodness, I was unrecognizable to myself. I remember looking in the mirror in my little fancy AT&T outfit, and I remember looking in the mirror, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't recognize you. Now, do we get signs of that? Because I'll tell you, that was a pivotal point. Jean Houston calls it a tipping point. I don't care what you call it. She calls it jump time. But that was a moment. I can't explain how I got there. Don't know. But everything changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are given signs. Physically, you know, it's how you feel on the inside. It's what you're experiencing. I talked about the physical body and the anxiety piece. But We sometimes have these, talking to myself, it's almost like an electric bolt of maybe inspiration or realization. It's not necessarily something that you see. It's just you're looking at yourself and you're like, you know what? This isn't working for me anymore. You get to the point where you're so full and you're so tired of feeling the way that you feel. You get to a level of readiness where you're willing to now see the alternatives.
Yeah. I had a moment the other day. Let me just share this with you, and then I want to go off to the benefit and the safety net. I had a moment the other day where I was watching, Linda and I were both watching, there was a special on about the making of, and I don't know, Benny, if you can find the track, the making of Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. And there was a moment where it just flipped the channel and there it was, you know, and David Gilmour and the Pink Floyd. They're known as, right, Floyd. And they were going through the history of making this and their history and some of the pain they went through. And the original band member, one of the original band members, literally lost his mind, right? And I watched them. It was such a beautiful story. But man, did it bring me back. And I think it brought me back. I can't remember the year. Carnegie Hall, Pink Floyd. In that, bought a scalping ticket for $200, like 73 or something. That's like a $1,000 ticket. And it brought me back to that person who I was. And for some reason, watching this thing and the making of this, of course, you know, it's got to be my favorite album, right? It just, Linda and I were both sad to hear their story. I want to ask you, we are emotional beings and spiritual beings. What happens when we get those memories? What happens when we get a sense of self that allows us to feel things, sometimes with regret, sometimes just a story?
You know, I think that feelings sometimes get a bad rap because we're always trying to avoid bad ones. And it's like, oh, don't feel that, and we push them away. But, you know, feelings are feelings, even though they seem bad, they're kind of neutral. They're just a message to us, speaking to us. And I don't have a problem reminiscing about things and thinking about things. I mean, you know, I think about my mom who passed, and while I am sad there, I still want to think about her, and I still want to think about, you know, those times that I've enjoyed with her. So there isn't anything wrong with reminiscing and memories, and oh, this happened, and I, you know, I feel kind of sad. Where it turns into an issue is, oh my God, I feel sad. I'm not worthy. I suck because of this. There's something wrong with me. And now I need to take all of these insane actions to try and compensate for that feeling. Or, oh my gosh, I feel this sadness all the time, and it won't go away, and it won't leave me alone. There's a difference between, you know, feeling sad when you're thinking about things and we're triggered by stuff all the time, songs, you know, music, smells, sights. We're triggered all the time. But if you are in a healthy relationship with that situation, then you just be still with the feeling and move on. Then things are okay again. You know, get on to the next thing.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you too, and I want to mention to everybody that if you give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819, you can request guidance from the universe on one thing, something you're ready to let go of. It is that time. It's that energy. This is what Laura does. And we want to make sure this is available to all of you. And so whether you're here and you can call in at 1-800-930-2819, or if you're over at Facebook and you realize you're carrying the trash around, right? You're carrying something around and you would love to have a request guidance from the universe, this would be the show to do it. Because we don't just talk about this. Laura Goldstein is someone that magnetizes an action to help us move it on. Move it on. When we come back from break, what can we do to start to take that inner trash out? Even if it's like, I'm going to just take it out, put it in the kitchen, and maybe I'm going to tie the bag up for the moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and much more. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
I know I can hear the song that I want to sing. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Coffee with the Universe. And by the way, 1-800-930-2819. Benny will pick it up. If you want to get some guidance from the universe to help you, start to pack that trash up, get it ready, move, take it out, free yourself. That's an En Vogue song, Benny. Free your mind. That's En Vogue.
And the rest
will follow. That's what they're talking about. What? Do you know that one? Is that too old school? Okay.
No, that's not too old school.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm having
like the
flashbacks.
90s. The 90s aren't that far back.
Yeah.
Come on, Pat.
She's like, but it feels like forever right? ago.
But there is that 50s song. Take out the dishes in the trash.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah, that's another good one.
I know that one.
That's Yakety the one yak. I'm saying. That one.
Yakety yak.
Oh, just sing like it that. Next time. Just sing
okay.
it.
All right. Benny will tell you. I love music, but man, I can't hear a note. You should hear me sing. I did have a rendition of Creep by Radiohead that I sang. Okay, let's move on. That is trash. That is trash. That was a point in time where I had so much trash taken that out that I would actually create a recording of my inner trash. Laura, website. How do people find out about what is going on with you and how you can help them?
LauraGoldstein.com.
So I want to talk with you because this is really the next step. And it's the part that I don't know that everybody gets to. And like, you know, all of our journeys, I mean, it could be a long and windy road or not. But this is really an energy right now. And I've talked about this on previous shows. Some people talk about it in astrological terms. Some people talk about in psychic energy shifting terms. There are many ways to talk about it, but the collective feedback on where we are now, energetically, worldwide, is we're in a big change, a big shift. And a lot of it is energetically. First of all, COVID has brought people to their knees, but people are rising up. Here's the question. We know we're carrying stuff around. We know it. We feel desperate. We want to feel better. We want to shift our mind. We want to free ourselves, free your mind. We want to do it. But if you're anything like me and the way I was, I don't have a clue where to start. That's where you come in.
Yeah. Well, that's why I started my Coffee with the Universe routine. And that's why I created that little mini course to help people start their routine, because it does take giving yourself time and committing to that time to just be present with yourself and do the work that needs to be done. When I'm having my coffee with the universe, if I'm feeling particularly down that day or something's bothering me, I'm having a conversation with the universe. You know, okay, I'm feeling this way. What do I need to let go of? And I am listening to that guidance that's coming in, which in essence is really my higher self speaking. It's all the same energy. But I am committing every day to doing that. And then I can either relax. I like the relax and release process, where when you're feeling something, you just kind of relax into it. I learned that from a Michael Singer, who wrote the book, The Untethered Soul. I don't know if you read that, but amazing book.
That'll crack you open.
I know. And it works. It's like, if you just relax your body in that moment, you're like, oh gosh, I do feel better. But you need to give yourself time to do that. Sometimes I use tapping. I don't know if you've heard of tapping, emotional freedom technique. I'll do that in the mornings too, if something's bothering me. But a lot of times it's just being in meditation or just listening and saying, okay, what is there? And let me tell you the story. I was meditating, and this image of me being at sleepaway camp, I think I was like 10 years old, and there was this girl that was a bit of a bully, and she kind of pulled a little nasty on me, and I didn't stand up for myself. And here I am, like, I'm supposed to be meditating and my mind is supposed to be clear, but I'm ruminating now about this thing that happened to me when I was 10 years old. And I was like, what am I doing? You know, that was like 30 years ago. Are you kidding me? So then I was like, oh, thank you, universe, for giving that to me, because now I know that this is something that I just need to let go of. I mean, forgive the girl. You know, she was a kid too. I have no idea what was going on in her life. And so you have to really dedicate yourself and give yourself the time to do it. I do have a program that I run in the spring. It's called Spring Cleaning for the Soul, because, you know, who doesn't love some spring cleaning? But I make my clients like rewrite the story, just like I said, you know, with this bully. You know, she was also a child. I don't know what kind of background she came from. If she treated me like that, I can't even imagine how she treated herself. And to have a little bit of empathy and forgiveness over that. So I teach my clients to take their stories that they're ruminating over and rewrite them from a whole different perspective, which can change how you think about something instantly.
And I really think that's what I was alluding to earlier, because, you know, it's so important to remember the journey, right? I mean, what I've learned about it is that I share some things. I was on a really early meeting this morning, and I did about 8 minutes of sort of a quick synopsis of what my life was like up to age 19, you know, for this particular group. But I did it in a way where the energy of the anger and the resentment and the idea of being immobilized wasn't there. But this comes back. This trash, this crust, it comes back. And what you're talking about is helping us avoid that. I mean, we can have a buildup of this and not even know it. And isn't that what this coffee with the universe, this way that you've created for people to help us stay on top of this and be in maintenance mode?
Absolutely. We're always... our mind is designed to do that, to constantly, you know, dig in the past and worry about the future. I mean, that's what our mind does. It's not always wonderful. Our mind is brilliant in some ways, but it's really designed to try and protect us. And so it's always looking for stuff. So whenever something comes up for me, it's almost like, okay, thank you. This apparently is unresolved, because otherwise I wouldn't be getting all, you know, hostile about it and, you know, worrying about it. So thank you for bringing this to my attention. It can be something small too. That's why I was saying, sometimes I'm meditating and something pops in my mind. I'm like, where did that come from? Like my summer camp thing. I wasn't like thinking about going to summer camp. I don't have kids that are going. It's like, where did that come from? You know, so when we allow and we're okay with it and we see it as a positive thing because we want to continue cleaning things out that no longer work for us, then it's okay when something comes up because you then have like the tools to do something about it.
And I think that's really what's so important about this is, and let me just say this. I don't know about you, but I didn't grow up with somebody saying, these are the really cool things you can do to have a great life, Pat. That's why you and I are here, right? Because the interest we have is maybe on my part, if there's a pothole I've stepped in, and I can share what happened when I stepped in it and how I had to get like a fire engine ladder to get out of it. If I can share a little bit about that, you pick something up, there you go. You also help people understand that there are things we can do every day out of our day and avoid the pothole. See, that's the lesson I'm still waiting to learn. But this is really the key for people to understand the tools that you're teaching them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And there's a variety of tools. And when I'm working with people, I teach a variety of tools and I share resources because one tool doesn't work for everybody. Right. But if I say, okay, here are four different things that I use that I found to be helpful. If one or two work for you, then fantastic. You know, take it and run with it. So it's about just being aware of, hey, you know, there are things that I can do to help me shift out of this, to help me release.
You know, I wanted to really talk with you a little bit because, I mean, we started with really talking about trash, and we are talking about that inner trash, right? Mm-hmm. But there's trash, and then there's trash. So let me give you an example. So I told you I got this black eye because we're really doing, let's just call it a spiritual excavation. And it's sort of like in your home when you know that there's a big energy coming. I've learned that I got to get everything in order, both my physical, my inner, my spiritual, right? But sometimes I'm saying I'll leave the house for the last thing. So that was it. That was the last straw. I needed to do something in the house, right? But I remember this really as I'm looking to talk with you today. There's trash that I had set aside, and then there was this other bag that only Linda could lift because it was so heavy, right? So there's trash and then there's heavier trash. And I would love for you to talk about the difference because when I was crusted and sitting on that couch in a time in my life when people looked at me and said, we don't understand, Pat, just finished school, really did good stuff, get out and get that job, and I'm on the couch. Talk about the difference and what can we do about that heavier trash so that it doesn't snap and hit you in the eye. Like it did me.
There are varying degrees of trash. You know, we have our lighter stuff that we can, you know, do on our own, you know, do some journaling or reframing of things. But yeah, there is heavier trash. I mean, people who have experienced some form of neglect, abuse, who have been a victim of violence, that is really, it really shakes you to the core. And there is some heavy stuff there. So when that comes up, I do recommend therapy. You know, I did traditional therapy for a really long time. I worked with a lot of trauma victims, and I used tools. I used tapping in that, but I also used a tool called EMDR. It's it's been so long that I'm like, what does that say? Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and it's basically a way that through like mimicking the REM sleep cycle and how the eyes move back and forth, it helps people process trauma so that when they are triggered or have a memory, it's not that they've forgotten, but it's not like it's a little bit fuzzy, like they don't feel the intensity of it. So sometimes you do need that kind of professional therapy when you're dealing with something that is very emotional, and that you're experiencing a lot of pain from. So there is a place in this world for traditional psychotherapy and trauma relief. So I recommend that, like, if that is you and you do have some really heavy garbage, don't be afraid to do that, because it's going to help you get rid of that and put you in a more peaceful place.
Yeah. I mean, I love that you brought that up, because let's just talk about that. You know, clearly we're talking about some tools, but, you know, right now people are going through some heavy trash times. This is the time of unexpected. And I just want to be clear to everybody listening that sometimes when I talk about my life experience, it may sound like I'm this superhuman person and I did it alone. Juanita, love it. Dr. Juanita, love it. I became her patient in 86 because it started then. I literally started to go a little bit weird, crazy. I mean, my life looked like it was coming apart. My behavior was atrocious. I was fighting within myself. And what it led up to was a moment in time in the realization where I basically told my company after 24 and a half years in an executive position, I am not implementing that downsizing. I don't know if anybody knows this, but if you ever tell like your vice president, president, you're not going to do something, yeah. That led me to job loss, abusive relationship, loss of friends, loss of families, the whole thing. And I couldn't carry this alone. And I'm so glad you mentioned it, because we forget to reach out. But I had started the journey earlier with her. How important is that? Because you work with people as a counselor, right? You're working with people in many, many ways. Sometimes there is not a bulldozer or a jackhammer that can cut through some of that crust that just hits you to the core. And that's where I was. This is an important message for a time, Laura, isn't it?
It is. You know, there's for a long time, there was such a stigma around getting help, getting mental health counseling, going to see a psychotherapist. It's definitely getting better and people are more open about it. But it's always had this stigma attached to it. Like, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with me. I'm like broken because I have to go see a therapist. And I'm like, well, you know, if you had heart disease, you'd go to a cardiologist, would you not? You're not going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to tell anybody because I'm so embarrassed that I have a heart issue. And what are they going to think of me because I'm going to a cardiologist? Like, really? You know, but we have that same issue, you know, that we have like a different mentality when it comes to our mindset. I'm going to see a therapist, but shh, don't tell anybody, you know, that I've had these problems. So there has been a stigma, and it's unfortunate because your brain, your emotions are just like every other part of your body. If you have a liver problem or a kidney issue, yeah, you go to the appropriate doctor and you get it fixed so that you're not in pain and suffering.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, for those of us that come from a family where we've had to face this in our families, we learned the lesson. The other part of this, though, and this is really the part that I also want to make sure we get back to, is that there are things that you can do by yourself. But what I have found out is I am the kind of person that I will do much better if I'm working with you. I'm going to do much better if you help me remember that I have to take a moment to have coffee with the universe. And I think those are the kinds of guiding, coaching, loving, supporting things that we don't talk about enough.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely. There's a time where you say, okay, I can manage this. And then there's a time where you can't, and it's okay. And I think the universe does give us signs that we need outside assistance. Like if you're trying something to get over it, and I don't really like that word, get over it, because we don't ever really get over it. We learn, we grow, we evolve. But if you are doing things and it's coming back up over and over and over again, despite your best efforts, now you're actually like, you know, doing some things, then it's probably time to get some help because maybe you're missing something, you're not seeing something, or what you're doing isn't the most effective tool or technique to help you move through that. So the universe will let you know by telling you, you know, it will come back over and over again, even if you're doing stuff to get rid of it.
I want to ask you about where we are today. And I've made some comments about the universe and the energy, and it's not something I'm making up. Almost every call I'm on, it doesn't matter what it's for. I mean, I could be on a call with Dell Computer, and they're talking about the same thing somehow. What will you say to folks that are tuning in? What can we say to them to prepare themselves for a great life? Because really what we're talking about is to prepare yourself for a magnificent life. That we don't want you to bring that fish that has been in that refrigerator way too long with you. And these are the things that help carve out the pathway. You know, I'm reminded of the Wizard of Oz, and by many, many people, youngsters mostly. But I'm reminded by the Wizard of Oz, and I often thought about, what is that really about? Because are those issues that people, whether it's the Scarecrow or whoever it is, all of them, Dorothy, is this a journey of taking out the trash? Is this a journey of facing something so you can develop something? Is this a journey where, you know, if you only had a brain, but you do, is this the journey where you realize that deep inside of you, you have everything you need? Is this that journey? I want the red slippers, but I'm not Dorothy. Just saying.
I love that you brought up the yellow brick road. because like for me, it's a journey to knowing myself and coming home to myself and giving myself permission to be me. You know, be who I was created to be and experience joy and success and love and happiness. So it's a journey to that. It's never a journey to taking out your trash because you spend your whole life then focusing on that. You're on a journey to be the best expression of yourself. But in order to do that, you do need to get the boulders out of the way of your yellow brick road. So I'm always looking at, you know, what do I want to do next? What do I want to experience? You know, how can I create more love, you know, more compassion in my life? How can I, you know, be successful in my business? And if things come up, then I need to get rid of them because I don't want them standing in my way.
You know, this is really for me. I'm so glad, first of all, that we're talking about this today. You know, I'm so glad that you're reminding us that we can sit down and have coffee with the universe, because this has been my life's journey. I have always been that person that has gotten messages, and somehow along the way, I've paid attention to them, right? The difference between me being homeless and alive and homeless and dead really is that instance, that moment. So now I imagine what it's like to be able to navigate through the pathway of the ultimate vision for ourselves and the ultimate place we want to go. And boy, I'll tell you, you nailed it. If we're not addressing this, do you know what it's like to carry a 2-ton bag of trash with you to try to realize a dream?
I have 3 cats. It's like changing the litter box and dragging that heavy sucker up the stairs to put it in the trash.
My gosh, I know. Ooh, that's a lot. I know. But that is the way it is. I mean, and what you're offering folks today, though, is a way out. Mm-hmm. You know, is a way to, whatever the metaphor is, knock the crust off, take the trash out, move the litter, you know, whatever that is. You're offering people a way for them to work with you, to learn from you, to take your classes, so that Coffee with the Universe is about an opening and it's about a vision for you. And that today is what the world needs. Laura, again, how do we find out more about you? And I would love to know the message from the universe today.
You would like to know the message? Would you like me to give you a message from
the universe? Yes, I want the message.
All right, look, give me a second here. I'll give you a message from the universe. So do you want to know something that you're ready to release, or do you just want a general message?
I'm going to let you pick, because you know better than me.
No, I don't. This is about you. What do you want?
I want to know a message about the actions I'm taking for the future for this industry.
Okay, so you just want some general guidance.
There you go.
Okay, so we have here that by moving forward, and well, we got, I'll tell you what we got here. We got the 7 of Pentacles, because I love the cards. The cards just give us a story. And really, this is about steady, diligent efforts that move you forward. And while sometimes it might seem a little bit tough, like you're struggling a bit, when you keep taking those actions and tilling the soil, you get to reap the rewards from it. So the message is to continue doing what you're doing, making forward progress, taking those actions, small actions and large actions, and then you'll reap the rewards that you want from that venture.
And this is what I love about this. The next time Laura's on, we're going to be doing this for all of you. Laura, website again, thank you for that. I'm going to look a little bit deeper into that because you're right. I mean, you know, you have to put one foot in front of the other, even on days where you would just like to crawl in bed and watch Netflix for an entire day.
Absolutely. So you can find me on lauragoldstein.com. And if you want the direct link to that Coffee with the Universe mini course that I was talking about, you can also go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net. But you can.
You've been listening to Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein. Thank you for taking a break and giving yourself this time in joining Laura for Coffee with the Universe. Knowing yourself and listening to your inner guidance are the first steps to creating more joy, fulfillment, abundance, and peace. Make sure to come back next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to do more live card pulls, share tips, and ideas to help you let go of things that are no longer working so that you can truly be yourself. If you'd like more information or to set up a being doing guidance session with Laura, please visit LauraGoldstein.com. That's LauraGoldstein.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.